Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you doing?
Doing great. How's everybody at the station?
We are doing fantastic. Hey, a little snow last week. It sounds like a little snow this week. Did it make a little bit of a difference, take a little bit of adjustment for the guys to get used to a little bit?
Well, definitely. I think the biggest thing is when you watch the beginning of the game, obviously the field was in great shape, and the footing was better in the beginning than in the end there, because it's starting to get a little slick with the snow on the ground. But you know, I think the snow is, you know, it's awesome. It adds to, you know, adds to the environment, and it's really all about the wind. So I don't mind the snow at all. Hey, it's going to snow during the game. I know you do the weather over there.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a chance we could see some snow during the game on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you get
sure.
to do your job like that? I can't do my job like that. It sounds like we're going to win the game.
Well, I'm just going to have to prepare. You
no,
know,
we're going to go win the game. Okay, so winds are going to snow.
4:25 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, there you go.
There he is. Exactly.
Okay. You're on record now. 4:25.
Speaking of this,
put it on my call sheet.
Speaking of the snow, is there anything you actually can do to prepare the guys for that?
Well, just practice outside. I mean, this is our first time, you know, being outside in the cold, because, you know, it's been such a mild winter so far. So it was kind of unique to get outside and go on the heated practice field at Nitschke and practice under the lights at 3:30 in the afternoon. So, you know, we did that yesterday.
But you don't, like, take a fire hose to them and...
No.
Just run through it. Run through it.
We do extra, you know, ball drills and things like that when we get outside, just to, you know, catch the ball in the cold.
I did some extra prep for my pregame contest also, first time in the cold and snow, and it seemed to pay off as well.
Oh, it's hard to be you, Murph.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
What pregame?
Yeah, you know, my contest, I do pregame.
I thought that was just the preseason. You're talking about the...
No, I do it every. No, coach.
You guys talk a lot before the game.
Oh, he won't even come near me. He won't. Yeah, I'm right there.
I'm standing. I didn't know you did it. I've seen you out there during the preseason.
I'm standing at the 40-yard line every game, and you just run by like I don't even belong out there. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. In pregame?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know when you run off the field into the locker room, and then I take over. That's what happens.
How does it go? I mean,
it's a crunch
throwing contest, right?
No, it's a crunch time catch. They actually have to catch punts. Oh my gosh!
Like, what is happening though? Yeah. Like, you are that little middle child screaming, "Pay attention to me, coach! Pay attention to me!"
Sorry, I'm focused on the game.
I was going to say, I don't know about you, but this is the best answer we could ever get from coach, because I'd like to know that he's not even paying attention to
right.
your crunch time
yeah,
catch.
Wait a minute, you do a contest on the field?
14 minutes and 50 seconds before kickoff of a National Football League game. I want my head coach nowhere near Murphy in the morning and the crunch time catch.
I think that's understandable. I think your expectations are totally unrealistic here.
Wow. All right.
Wow. Well, we don't have the TVs on in the locker room, so how am I supposed to know you're out there?
Because he's Murphy in the morning. Yeah.
That's the first time you told me that. I've seen you in the preseason games. That was at halftime, though, right?
Nick, you got a question for the coach? Yeah.
Oh, you're too easy.
What is your pregame like, coach? At what point, you know, like, does the preparation kick in at some point where you do just kind of feel relaxed and you are looking in the crowd and sort of enjoying that moment? Or is it, when is your focus really in hyperdrive?
Well, pregame, I'm, you know, just worried about, once again, the wind. I mean, you know, there's different spots that you need to get information on, you know. Each stadium's different. You play at Lambeau, the wind's always different. So there's, you know, there's information that the, you know, between Mason Crosby and our special teams coach, you know, you get through that. You got to talk to the officials when you first come out there. You're always checking on footing, make sure guys have the right shoes. So it's just really the mechanics of getting ready, you know, before you go inside. They're just the things that I concern myself with.
Seattle, we're very familiar with them, but all teams change from year to year. How has Seattle changed this year compared to when you played them in the past?
Well, I think it's more about the, you know, players. They've got some younger players that are, you know, starting to produce. But, you know, when you look at them offensively, they have some new members in their offensive line. You know, the running back position has changed, but you know, it's still about, you know, Russell Wilson, and you know, I think you're definitely seeing a healthy, you know, Russell Wilson now. So you know, he's playing at a very high level. So. And Jimmy Graham is obviously a weapon there at the tight end position. You know, but the defense is extremely talented, veteran experience there, and they got excellent players on all three levels, the D-line, linebackers, and secondary. And it's all about Lockett, the returner, and the special team. So this is an excellent football team, very talented football team.
One guy they won't have is Earl Thomas, and that's the new injury. You don't have a lot of tape to see how Seattle adjusts to his absence on their side. So does that change how you prepare, Coach, or is that something that happens in-game where you recognize more of what they're doing in his absence?
Well, I think when you know the player's out before the game, I mean, there's things you may look at. But I mean, we're talking about the free safety position. And, you know, and Earl was an impact player from that position. I think that component won't be there, you know, because he was all over the field. But, you know, he did get hurt earlier here. I think it was the Philadelphia game with a hamstring injury. So, you know, we were able to see, you know, Terrell back there playing some free safety. So you do have a feel how he plays. And obviously, he played last week after the injury to Earl in the Carolina game. So, this defense is going to play their scheme. They have excellent athletic ability and just a lot of length as far as where their body types are on defense. And they got a number of guys that can make plays.
You're gonna have to get creative again on defense yourself, right? Because it looks like you lost Mike Pinnell. And Nick Perry's going to be out, it sounds like, for sure. And then Clay's dinged up. You've got to make some stuff happen defensively, don't you?
Definitely. I mean, it's just kind of we can't shake this injury bug that's been hitting us. So just got some moving parts there. But Dom Capers and our defensive staff, we have an excellent plan, and we'll be ready to go Sunday.
It was great to see Jake Ryan back on the field last week. He kind of makes things happen when he's out there, doesn't he?
No, absolutely. It's just, I'm sure a lot has to do with that great show that he's on. He would have been on at least four more weeks if it wasn't for that show. Jake's an excellent young player, tough guy. So, no, it was good to have him back out there, and hopefully he can get a week further away from that injury.
Speaking of tough guys, Aaron Ripkowski is our guest tonight with Jake Ryan on the show. He is a tough guy, isn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, you can see that day one, just the way he came in here, played on special teams, and every time he gets more opportunities, obviously he produces. So, yeah, we love the way Rip plays.
All right, here we go. It's family game night at the McCarthy House. What is your game of choice?
While we were playing, was it Jenga? Oh, yeah.
Jenga.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, stack the blocks.
Yes.
So that was a quick game, and then we played Old Maid. I haven't played that in a while.
Oh, gosh.
Old Maid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, that was with the younger kids. It'd be easier to ask, what board game do we not have?
Well, that's true, right? Yeah.
But we're old school. Monopoly and things like that. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we stick close to the classics.
I respect that.
Yes.
Good parenting.
She just doesn't want to be invited to your game night, Coach. It's boring.
I just hate getting stuck with the Old Maid.
Well, I mean, it was me, Jessica, and Izzy. I mean, and Izzy won.
I'm shocked.
They always do, don't they?
They always
every
do.
Every time.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, they are brilliant at those games.
Hey, Coach, get us a win this weekend. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Have a great week.
You too, sir.